Hi there, this is Alyssa from Unbusy, and I'm going to help you get enough hours to work on your business, prioritize your time, establish a no-guilt work-life balance, and set up the family routines that hold it all together. This is your mom life transformation time, and today we're talking about how much longer are you going to wait before getting help with the chores, aka, this is a pep talk for you as a busy mom. Are you running a work-from-home business, but you've still got toddlers or homeschoolers to care for? Let me de-stress your workday for you and show you exactly where to create consistent work hours that still let you show up as mom each day, every day. If this is you, I want you to reserve your very own get stuff done in your business session with kids around without losing your mind and get ready for your hourly overwhelm to shift for good. All you have to do is book in your free coaching session with me by April 12th, and I will see you on our call. Now, really, how much longer are you going to wait before you let yourself get help with the chores? I'm serious. Do you have a 5-year plan, a 1-year plan, a just as soon as I'm postpartum cleared with this baby plan? Because I sure don't hear any delegating going on over there. And if I let you, you're going to wriggle right out of letting anybody help you with the chores and go straight back to doing them all on your own. Not gonna happen. Not on my watch, that is. What do we have to do to get you to realize that you need some help? What's holding you back from this some moms get to delegate and I get to too kind of reality? On second thought, let's take the journaling tack for this because you're getting all defensive right now when what you really need is to take a look under the surface without judgment. So let's try it this way. What do you feel like you have to do first before you're allowed to delegate anything? Why don't you think you've fulfilled that yet? Okay, what's the next block that comes up? The next, oh, but my kids aren't ready because thought that just zipped through your brain. Okay, why haven't you taken steps to make your kids ready? What are you afraid of if you turn into the mom who delegates almost all her housework? What would that say about you? These fears are the root of why you haven't chosen to get help yet, why you aren't letting anyone share the load with you yet. Once you work through them, good news ahead, the chore delegation issue just takes care of itself. It's no longer a thing anymore. It's just a tactic that moms use when they need to make more time, and now it's available for you. No emotions, no fears, no fusses, just simple, do I need help here? Yes or no, kind of thinking. But it's after you work through the ugly stuff, the worry stuff, the I'm afraid of stuff, all the stuff. And listen, you might think you are already delegating. I certainly thought so. I was having my little girls at the time drive over the laundry and load it in the washer for me, and then transport their own clean and dry clothes back to their room and deal with putting it away in their dresser. And they also unloaded the dishwasher for me, all the spoons and forks and sippy cups. I was delegating, but I figured out real fast that I needed to do more after the birth of my fourth kid. I needed a couple surgeries, and that was not a good thing for a mom who had four kids already to take care of. I couldn't even go to the grocery store on my own because I wasn't allowed to push the cart. Well, that's pointless then. So I might as well stay home and delegate someone else to do the grocery shopping for me. It's kind of a wrench when you realize you have to get specific about what you put on your list because your husband or your mother-in-law doesn't necessarily know the sale prices and what you mean by good fruit that the kids will eat, you know? And then I couldn't help with bringing the grocery bags in because that was more weightlifting. And of course, all the usual can't help with the baths and the diaper changes and all that. You get the drill. So I had to lean a lot more on my husband and extended family and my kids to get through that season. I even had to start outsourcing some of the cooking. Like, here, you know how to make bread to win the kids. Can you make an extra loaf today? We'll have grilled cheese sandwiches at supper. Oh, and can you get your sister to slice the cheese for it? Or, hey, potato scrubber, can you wash up half the bag of potatoes, poke them and dump them in the crock pot with 1 cup of water? We'll do baked potatoes tonight. And there, supper's done. Just need a couple toppings. So as you might expect, something definitely had to change about the laundry because moving the heavy, wet, clean clothes was just as much off limits as the shopping cart. Guess what? Kids can move clean clothes. Well, then why not wet, clean clothes? And what about driving out the warm, dry ones to me so I can sit on the sofa and sort them into piles? Yep, you guessed it. Our laundry routine changed permanently. Because why not? I'm not suddenly going to have less to do now that I can go back to the cooking and driving and grocery shopping, am I? Then Why not leave some of this delegated stuff right where it is on their plates? And that is what I did. That is where the next phase of my housework upleveling started, but I had every reason to get there first. To actually lean into the mom role guilt of juggling that shouldn't I be the person cleaning? Oh, wait, but should I also work on my business? Because that discomfort was not worth it to me before. But once you've got a business and a six-figure dream to go along with it, you need some serious up-leveling chops to actually make that kind of revenue happen. And I am going to help you show up as both the mom and the CEO, but ditching the guilt. Because you need to not get overwhelmed day to day as you work through what's on your to-do list, so you can fully show up for your CEO role without neglecting the mom side of things either. Sound good? So if you really want to be free from this, oh, I can't ask anyone to help me with a house cleaning message that's playing over and over again in your brain, just walk yourself through the journaling prompts earlier in the episode and they will set you free. And then you can choose what's the right level of support for you, which chores you need outsourced, and how much time you're going to get back for your business, all without that mental drama, because you just wiped it all away, brought it all into the light and set it free. So if you're ready, it's time. Time to do this. Time to be set free. Time to let your business soar. Time to walk the next leg of the journey that God has you on. It's the delegation one. And I think you're ready. Are you running a work from home business, but you've still got toddlers or homeschoolers to care for? Let me de-stress your workday for you and show you exactly where to create consistent work hours that will still let you show up as mom each day and every day. So if this is you, I want you to reserve your very own get stuff done in your business session with kids around without losing your mind and get ready for your hourly overwhelm to shift for good. All you have to do is book in your free coaching session with me by April 12th, and I will see you on our call. And that's all for now. Have a wonderful day.